there is to it. I want a bathroom in time for Hogswatch night, all right? And from somewhere on the edge of hearing came a glingle, 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 glingle noise, like little silver bells. At about the same time as the Arch-Chancellor was laying down the law, Susan O'Haleet was sitting up in bed, reading by candlelight. She enjoyed these early evenings. Once she'd put the children to bed, she was more or less left to herself. She was being her own person and holding down a real job. She'd become a governess. It was one of the few jobs a known lady could do, and she'd taken to it well. She'd sworn that if she ever found herself dancing on rooftops with chimney sweeps, she'd beat herself to death with her own umbrella. A flicker made her turn her head. The candle flame was streaming out horizontally, as though in a howling wind. Then the curtains billowed away from the window, which flung itself open with a clatter. But there was no wind. At least, no wind in this world. Images formed in her mind. A red ball, the sharp smell of snow. And then they were gone. And instead there were... "Teeth," said Susan aloud. "Teeth again?" She blinked. When she opened her eyes, the window was firmly shut. The curtains hung demurely. The candle flame was innocently upright. "Oh, no, not again," she thought. "Not after all this time." Everything had been going so well. She'd been nearly normal for 2 years now. They were coming back. It looked as if she was going to start remembering the future again. As Susan sought sleep, Lord Downey sat in his study catching up on the paperwork. A log fire burnt in the grate. In front of it, a couple of dogs were sleeping in the tangled way of large hairy dogs everywhere. There were no sounds but the scratching of Lord Downey's pen and the ticking of the long case clock by the door, until someone cleared their throat. Downey stopped writing but did not raise his head. Then he said in a businesslike voice, "The doors are locked, the windows are barred. I doubt that you are a ghost, and gods generally do not announce themselves so politely. You could, of course, be death, but I'm feeling quite well." Something hovered in the air in front of his desk. "My teeth are in fine condition, so you are unlikely to be the tooth fairy, and a stiff brandy before bedtime does away with the need for the Sandman." The figure drifted a little nearer. "Really? You have me at a loss." And then he looked up. A grey robe hung in the air. It appeared to be occupied, in that it had a shape, although the occupant was not visible. The robe said,
"Good evening, Lord Downey."
Downey's brain registered the words. His ears swore they hadn't heard them. But you did not become head of the Assassin's Guild by taking fright easily.
"You appear to be a spectre," he said.
"Our nature is not a matter for discussion," arrived in his head. "We offer you a commission."
"You wish someone inhumed?"
"Brought to an end."
Downey considered this. "Brought to an end" was an odd way of putting it.
"The payment will be $3 million.
Downey sat back.
"Does the fee represent the difficulty involved? The client is heavily guarded?"
"Not guarded at all, but impossible to delete with conventional weapons."
Downey nodded.
"We need to know your name, or names, in strict confidentiality, of course."
"You may think of us as the auditors."
"Really? What is it you audit?"
"Everything."
"We need to know something about you."
"We are the people with $3 million.
Downey took the point. $3 million could buy a lot of no questions.